Joining us now at our studios is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Did you, now you, the Easter egg hunt, you had yours last weekend, right?
Yes, we did.
How did it go?
Oh, it was so great. After a two-year hiatus due to COVID and the pandemic, it was great to put 4,000 Easter eggs out in Memorial Park and have just a boatload of kids out there so excited to, you know, pick up, go hunt the eggs, meet the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It was just great. It
was a
beautiful Saturday morning.
Yeah, we had a great day for that. And
yes.
Boy, the smell of jelly beans are in the air. Let's get down to business, because last night you got down to business. Memorial Park, we talked about this, I think, a couple of times you've been on before, but it is going to undergo some improvements, and now we have a little bit more definition of what's going to be happening with it. Tell us about it.
Right. So the council last night approved the contract, awarded the contract, however you want to say it, for making those improvements. It's, you know, paving, repaving that driveway into the park, kind of that roundabout down by the playground, down by the garbage bins, putting a asphalt trail, if you will, over to the pavilion, so it eases handicapped access to the pavilion. You know, just improvements to the sidewalk and trail right there.
Now,
last night, you did you hire a contractor or approve a contract with somebody? What you tell us? Give us the specifics of this. How much is it going to cost, and what was the bid for?
Oh, those are detailed questions, Jeff. You put me on the spot. I don't know what the final cost was.
Okay, but you do have a contractor that's going to be doing that now. And
yes.
It'll all be done by the time the state baseball tournament.
Oh, well in advance. In the contract, those improvements are supposed to be substantially completed by May 31st.
May 31st, all right. Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us. You got an audit. The auditors took a look, as they do for every governing body. You have to be audited. So
yep.
What were the results?
Oh, the unqualified approval from the auditors for our 2021 books, if you will. No findings by the auditors. We're right on track in terms of fund balance and you know, all that stuff. So we're doing well.
All right. Good results from there.
And then, of course, you know, once the audit is done, we move right into budget season. So we'll have a work session with the city council in May to, you know, kind of find out what their priorities are and direction for the 2023 budget.
Wow.
I know.
That's already coming up. It's not even tax day yet, Janelle.
We're talking
about next year's budgets.
Our financial consultant sent me the budget calendar a couple weeks ago before the audit was even done. And I'm like, oh, I can't. No.
I'm not going to open up that email.
Not doing this. We have to close one thing until we can open the other.
Let's talk about light poles. You had some damage over the course of the wintertime to some of those light poles. So you got new ones
right
on the way?
So the decorative light poles that mm-hmm. are right on the corner of Railway and Hester in our downtown, three of them were damaged in the windstorm that came through here in mid-December. One was completely bent over. The other two have cracked bases. They're still, mm-hmm. you know, okay, but they should be replaced. So the council approved ordering three more light poles for that area.
All right. Now, those are, you know, I recall it been quite a few years ago, a few decades ago, we went from the old style to the new ones, which, you know, basically, if you hit them, they'll give a little bit and won't, you know, injure the driver of
right.
the vehicle. Is that still the case? Are
right.
those like safety type things?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And, you know, they're, like I said, the decorative ones, they're not the regular wooden light poles
mm-hmm.
that you generally see.
All right. Pavement, roads, and such. Tell us about, that's next on the agenda. Tell us about that.
Yeah, pavement management plan. So council approved a contract, if you will, with WSB, who is our city engineer, to conduct or put together a pavement management plan. Pavement management plans, we have the streets evaluated by people at WSB whose jobs it is to evaluate the condition of streets. And they put that all into a database, and then we can determine year by year what streets need whatever, whether it's seal coat, whether it's mill and overlay, whether it's full reconstruction, and it just helps us plan for the future in terms of street maintenance.
And so this report is, you just got that? Is that?
Oh, no, we're just,
it's ongoing?
We're just contracting with WSB last night to begin that.
To begin that. All right. Well, it is road construction season.
Yes, it is.
It's coming up on us.
Yeah, there's some potholes out there.
Anything else happening in the city of Dundas while we have you here, Janelle?
Well, apparently over the weekend, the light pole up, I mean, talking about light poles, why not? The light pole up on the roundabout up on County Road 1 was damaged by a car hitting it. The car fled the scene, and so it's the light pole is down. We'll work to replace that. Again, we have these ongoing claims with our insurer, like the light poles on Railway and Hester are covered partially by our insurance. So we'll work through that process to replace that light pole up there as well.
Can you just go out and get a six-pack of them or something and have a couple spares?
Oh, and the best part is that there's like a 17 to 20 week lead time on these light poles.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So that's 4 months.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll look forward to talking to you later on in the month.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Rich is coming up with local news. M&N is next.
The Northfield Liquor Store, located in the heart of downtown Northfield, has been a staple of this community for over 70 years. The Northfield Muni's profits directly support our community. What does this mean? Well, did you know that over the years, they've contributed to pay for basic city services? This includes everything from police to fire, streets, parks,